This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, we have an audio cut of the day coming up here. We have a big post-election Reardon roundtable tomorrow. Greg Keller will be on the panel. State Rep Steve Butts, Greg on my side, Steve on Jane's side, and Jane will be here tomorrow. This is, wow, this might be the first time I'm going off politics here in issues of the day, but this is a fascinating story and one that I wanted to put on people's radars. I have a retired police officer, my friend Jim Mayer, who put this on my radar, and it's a little baffling. We have a retired St. Louis police officer by the name of John Frank who's with us right now, who has joined another group of police officers to try to get someone who's been in prison since 1988 for a robbery out of prison with the help of Governor Parson. But it seems to be a little stale right now. John Frank is with us. How are you, John? This is kind of a crazy case. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Thanks for letting me tell the story on your show.
So what happened here? You had this guy's name, Paige Spears, right? And he reaches out to you. You guys have a podcast, some fellow police officers. And how does this get on your radar?
Yeah, we have the Brighter Side of Blue podcast that we put together a year ago. Tonight, we're actually doing our 52nd episode, but we did a story on his stepbrother, on Paige's stepbrother, who got shot in a robbery, and now he's an artist. He does portraits for people. So Steve called me one day and said, hey, would you mind talking to my brother who's in the penitentiary? And I'm like, yeah, I'll talk to him, but I don't know what we can do. So I talked to him for a little bit. You know, he's in there for robbery. He's a persistent offender. He got life in prison for robberies. Nothing violent attached to it, but they were armed robberies, but nobody got hurt. But because of the way the system was set up back then, he's not eligible for parole for a while. So, and now he's been, we heard his story, and now we're kind of interested in helping him get out.
Well, yeah, because I think just knowing a little bit about this case, plenty of people that have committed far more violent crimes, et cetera, and they've been there for far less time. He's been in prison since 1988, right? Or the robbery was in 1988.
Yeah, I think the trial was in 89, but he's been locked up ever since he got arrested in 88.
So what, at this point, Governor Parson is wrapping up his term, and you're kind of encouraging the governor, and I think this is on his desk, that's my understanding, to do something here, and would it be a pardon? Is that what would happen?
Yeah, commutation. He's, I guess Paige is one of a handful of people that are still on the governor's desk, for a commutation, at least to be considered by the governor. And we just feel, like I said, our job was to put people in prison. We were kind of reluctant to get involved until we really started looking into it. But I think this, and I've talked to Paige every once a week for 3 months now. He's a good man. He's been rehabilitated. He's taken every program that, the penitentiary system offers. Now he teaches programs to other inmates. He's just a guy who's got his life straight. He's 63 years old now. And I just think that this is one, there's a lot of people running around here committing crimes that could be using that cell.
Yeah. Well, explain, John, because one of the things I was looking at, KSDK did a story on this, and one of the lines from their story was a clerical error lists Spears' sentence at 1,001 years. What is that about?
It doesn't really affect, he's got life. It was a Class X felony, which I don't even think exists anymore, but back in the mid-80s, they had this persistent offender, like a three strikes rule, and this was Page's third conviction for robbery.
Yeah.
He admits, when I was young, I was in trouble all the time. I was a bad person. But, 36 years in the penitentiary. And I think his sister died years ago, and that's when he decided that he would turn his life around. He was already locked up, but he's like, I'm going to do everything to get myself better and to get out of here.
And I don't know all the details, but it sounds like 36 years for three armed robberies when, you know, fortunately no one was hurt seems appropriate, and sounds like he did his time, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And the other glitch is, Mark, is back then, if you got life in prison with parole, with the chance of parole, it was 50 years. And then 2 years after he got sentenced, they changed it to 30 years.
Oh.
But it wasn't retroactive, so it didn't affect him. So he's not even eligible for parole till 2029. And, he's 63. We'd like to see him get out now where he can. His mother's still alive. She's 88 years old.
So is that what's your level of confidence? Have you had any discussions with the governor? And, you know, I'm sure he's got other things that are on his desk along these lines. But what's your level of hope here?
Well, I know the governor's a good man, and I'm hoping we want to do everything we can to make sure that, his eyes get on this. We're hoping, that by publicizing this, maybe the right people do hear this. And and we've called friends. I mean, we're all from law enforcement. We have friends, in the criminal justice system that we're just trying everything we can to get the governor's, attention.
And John, if people want to find out a little bit more about Page's story and hear, I don't know if you've interviewed him or just talked about this on the podcast, but how would they do that?
Well, Brighter Side of Blue podcast, we've got an interview with him, and we lay out the whole story. You can get it on YouTube and Spotify and all the normal podcast platforms. And there's a good testimony on YouTube also that Page did from the penitentiary, just kind of explaining his life and what, where he's at now. So but if anybody does have any influence, he's turned his life around. He's a good guy, and we'd love to see him get out. I think the chance of him doing something bad again is pretty much zero.
Well, I have limited influence here, but I do have, some channels of communication with Andrew Bailey, the Attorney General, and with Governor Parson, and I don't mind trying to, nudge them a little bit. But it is a fascinating story, and kind of a story that gets lost in the shuffle during a very heavy election season. This is something, though, my understanding is Wesley Bell has worked on this case as well, encouraging the governor to commute the sentence.
Yeah, he had a sentencing. His office did a sentencing audit, and apparently everybody agrees that Page needs to be out. But the law, still the way it was written at the time, doesn't allow for them just to let him go. You mean they have to go by what the rule of law is? So I think the only way of getting him out is through the commutation process.
Well, keep us posted, John. I'm glad that Jim hooked this up. I want to find out a little bit more about this, and I'll try to listen to the podcast. But thanks for coming on here and at least, putting this on people's radar, and, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity to tell the story. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, John. That's John Frank, who is a retired police officer. Brighter Side of Blue is the name of the podcast. Yeah, because that's rather unique that a group of police officers. But, some of these things with the three strikes, a lot of things seem like good ideas, and this is a little outside of law enforcement, but we talk about term limits a lot. I was working on the radio in the 90s, and we were talking about term limits. So we had a House Speaker and Bob Griffin that was corrupt, and other things that had happened. And, the instinct is to say, that's a good idea. Let's put term limits. That has backfired insanely, because what you do is you get a bunch of people in there that have no experience in government. And by the time they learn how the process works and how to get things done, it's time for them to leave, unfortunately. So this might be one of those things, too, where this guy seemingly kind of fell through the cracks a little bit.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.